We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For a moment there, it seemed that the immigration caravan that's headed towards the southern border had dropped out of the headlines, but not after yesterday. Our reporter Bill Zemfer joins us now with an update on where things stand on that group of people who are headed towards the United States. They're still coming, Bill?
They're still coming. This is something that is not going away. And, of course, President Trump is making this the issue heading into the midterm elections. Right now, we are told there is a second caravan that numbers between 2,000 and 3,000 migrants heading north. They are just north of the Guatemala border. That larger caravan that we had been talking about, that the numbers there are dwindling, but is still larger than this 2,000 to 3,000. It is now about 200 miles north of this second caravan. So it is still a ways away from any border area, whether that be California or Texas. But the president now says we may send as many as 15,000 military to the border area to help secure things there. He's getting the message out loud and clear, not only to the migrants, but to his Republican base as we head into the midterm elections, John.
Yeah, that's two different groups that he's speaking to. Any indication whether the people who are on this march towards the United States are getting the message that they're not welcome and are turning back?
We have no indication that they are actually hearing what the president is saying at this point. That's why you have to surmise that part of the reason the president is doing this is mainly for Republican voters to get out there and vote in the midterm elections, kind of a mobilization technique for the president there. Is the actual word getting to these migrants? If it is, it isn't having a whole lot of impact right now since, we just saw that new group of migrants cross the river from Guatemala into Mexico.
The president's using the word invasion. He's saying the caravan is very dangerous. I guess we could argue that back and forth, you know, all day and all night. But is there a reaction from Republican voters that we're seeing in the polling data as we get closer and closer to the midterms?
Well, what we're seeing in the polling data is that there are a number of seats, and it's interesting that some of those are in Southern California, which could be, you might say, directly affected by the migrant population. And it appears that many of these seats are up for grabs. I mean, I'm looking at California as really the key to these midterm elections. Right now, they have at least five seats that have been held by Republicans that are toss-ups or right now in the polls show a Democratic leadership. It's very interesting, John, in that if you look at the latest polls that are out that just have a generic answer of whether you're going to vote Republican or Democrat, Democrats have I'm going to say a lead of maybe 5 to 6 points in that poll, just a generic poll. But if you whittle it down to, okay, Republican candidate versus Democratic candidate, the lead is either Republican or it's about as tight as you can be. So it really is an interesting thing to watch as we get closer to these midterms.
Now, the president's still talking about ending birthright citizenship. Where did that go yesterday as legal experts began to weigh in?
Yeah, there is a debate, an ongoing debate over this. I would say the consensus opinion by legal experts is that no, the president cannot change the 14th Amendment of the Constitution with an executive order. There are those who say this is a legal question that must be debated. Now, I think what the president may be aiming for here is another argument on immigration, but it's also something that the president wants to bring up as a conversation. Should we have a conversation over birthright citizenship? Maybe we should, because if you look at countries in Europe that have a version of this, they'll give citizenship to someone born in the country after they live there for 5 years. Maybe this is a discussion that needs to be held, but can the president go ahead with an executive order? Most say either no, outright no, or this will touch off a massive legal battle.
Yeah, well, it's been pretty bold, and he's getting his conversation at the exact moment that he needs it. I suppose. Bill Zempfer, our WRVA reporter. Appreciate it this morning. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.